This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Going to talk about the Friends of Ford's Pond organization and a project going on right now. Jim and Beth Hausman are in, and a lot of work has taken place in the last few years there, but obviously now you've got some more work you want to get done. One of you guys, tell me about what is remaining.
Well,
get real close to the mic there.
Good morning. We are working hard right now to try to finish our fundraising to complete the path around the pond at the park. Really close. We have a deadline coming up next week with Oregon State Parks where the city can amend the grant application, and any donations that we get can be doubled in value.
Now, we'll have pictures posted later here from just yesterday, I think, that you guys took out there. What's it like when you go around and then you get into the area that is not paved? How does that change what you can do right now?
So it's muddy, it's slippery, it's dangerous, and most people will turn around and go back. It's just not safe to walk.
And actually, that is what I did a ways back. Plus, I had brand new sneakers on, and I was not about to get them muddy. Jim, talk about sort of the delay in all this. I mean, the pandemic really backed things up, and now you're dealing with inflation on some of your project costs.
That's true, Kyle. Yeah, the grants were delayed by 2 years. And as we all know, inflation has really affected construction projects. But the Oregon State Parks is allowing us to amend the grant and the budget, and we're looking to close this this funding gap to finish the path this year. We don't want to leave any sections unpaved. In addition, we have a boardwalk that we're building over some of the wetland areas.
Now, a lot of people, this started out as kind of a Sevelin thing, but it's really gotten a lot bigger. Talk about what you're seeing there with people from around, further around the area.
I regularly make contacts with people from Roseburg, from Dillard, Myrtle Creek, that will daily, multiple times a week, will make the drive out there and hike around the pond and the hillside.
Now, but back up to kind of the beginning of this, we've talked about it before, but I mean, this was just a log pond, and then you guys and some others got a vision.
We did. The Friends of Ford's Pond approached the city when the city was purchasing the property in 2014 and made the suggestion to have a park out at the Ford's Pond property. And we've been working with the city of Sutherland since then to fundraise and provide volunteers to bring this beautiful park to the community.
So how much has gone into this so far?
As far as money, we've been successful through Oregon State Parks and private donations and foundations, $3.5 million, Kyle. So we are ready to really finish this path, bring this park online for the community. Donations are really critical at this point, so we can double those and close this funding gap.
Now, in addition to the paved path, you've got some other unpaved paths, kind of two different options for people. I haven't gotten down to that section yet, but tell me about that.
We recently installed signs. We have two mowed paths on the hillside, the Meadowlark Loop and the Rosa Ridge Loop. Almost 2 miles of paths on the hillside. These are not paved. These are steeper paths. I hiked them yesterday. They're a little bit muddy using my walking poles, but lots of people have started using them.
And how many acres do you have out there for the whole area?
The park is 202 acres. And
wow.
And the path around the pond is 2 miles. And with the additional 2 miles on the hillside, you can really get a good workout.
Wow, a lot going on there. And now the opportunity, around the end of the year, we've talked to different organizations. A lot of people look at sort of giving an end-of-the-year gift, and this works perfectly for you guys right now because you really need to get this in to kind of bridge the gap. And one of the things there, too, is that it essentially doubles in value.
It does. So the timing is really important here. The chance to double the donation ends early January, the first week in January, when Oregon State Parks will take that one-time amended budget. the contract for construction, the bid goes out in March. So really, it's whatever we can raise now. It's really the end of the road for us to fundraise to make this happen. The city has told us that there's $25,000 left to finish raising the funds. So whatever we can double will really help us get to that budget.
And a special thank you to Evergreen Family Medicine and Avista Utilities that stepped up recently and made some generous donations.
Now, if people want to help out, what's the address to do that, and also talk about your website?
Checks may be made out to the Friends of Ford's Pond. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 99, Sutherland, 97479. Our website is fordspond.org. You can make donations on the website. Also, we have a Facebook page, Friends of Ford's Pond, that also can accept donations.
All right. Jim, Beth Hausman, anything else we ought to mention for folks this morning?
I hope folks will reach out and make this happen. This is a great park.
All right. Friends of Ford's Pond. And again, we'll have pictures up from the site. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
8:40 at the Morning Report.